Welcome to a new edition of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel here with Michaela.
Hello.
And we are so excited because we are joined by Alex Crow. He is the director of entertainment productions at Zoo Tampa. So he brings you all of those cool experiences that are outside of the daytime events like Dinos Alive, which just wrapped up, and upcoming Creatures of the Night. Hi, Alex. So nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you guys, too. Nice to be here.
Well, and here, you're kind of, even though you've got this really cool backdrop behind you, you're actually in the middle of the woods. So you may actually hear some ambiance from the woods as you're preparing. You're immersing yourself in the theming of Halloween by being in the woods.
Right. We're doing install already. So we're making our own little cabin in the woods this year.
Oh my gosh, that's so cool. So we have the ambiance going. So I just want to get some of the details out of the way. Creatures of the Night, it's going to be 11 select nights. Starting October 2nd through October 31st. And all the information's at zootampa.com.
.org.
Oh, .org. Sorry. It's right there and I'm looking at it. And due to limited capacity dates, specific tickets and reservations with time entry are best to guarantee admission. But like we said, all of that information's at zootampa.org. All right, so Alex, let's get into what can guests expect from this year's Creatures of the Night.
So one of our big things that we always want to do is tell a full story. So the overarching kind of theme of this year is campfire stories. So we're building off the fact that people have sat around fires for generations, years, eons, and told stories. And a lot of the time at night, those shifted into the creepy, spooky ones. So that's where our playground is. So when they come in, we're basically wanting to make sure that the kiddies can have a good time and the teenagers can have a good time. So if you're familiar with the younger geared demographic that Mickey's Not So Scary usually brings in, and then the more adult teenager stuff that Halloween Horror Nights or Hollow Scream builds in or brings in, Zoo Tampa with Creatures of the Night, we're trying to be that middle ground. Once the little stuff is too kiddie for them and they're not ready for the crazy stuff of that, we try to fit that gap while they're enjoying Halloween as they grow up. So there's something for everybody.
Yeah. Sounds like my gap. That's where I live. Not too scary. And you know, I'm in my 30s, so I need to be a little more adult. So I fit right there. And it sounds like you said, there's something for everybody, for the whole family to enjoy, really.
Oh yeah. And everything has a story. So again, the campfires will be around. So in front of each of our sections, there's going to be a storyteller with a campfire that is unique to whatever land you're about to enter. And they're going to tell you stories that come from this magical land, be it Pumpkin Palooza, be it the realm of the Spider Queen, be it the abandoned town of Rising Waters. There'll be stories told throughout the whole thing so that people kind of know what's going on. And then even if you don't, you're still going to enjoy yourself.
So it sounds amazing, and we do want to get into the theming a little bit later, but you know, everybody's talking about like, how are you making things socially distant and safe?
So you kind of mentioned already when you were talking about our ticketing and the reservation system, we are doing a time ticketing. It is strongly recommended to guarantee that you'll have access to the Creatures of the Night event. But with that, that allows us to space how many people in the park at each time. And that naturally we've seen in our operations since we've been open since reopened since the COVID shutdowns, we've seen that kind of that pattern naturally regulates itself to people staying distant. They don't feel like they're all trying to get it in at once. We're also cleaning regularly once an hour every attraction, and all the high touch points are going to get cleaned with medical level cleaner. And then we also have staff that's walking around reminding people to wear masks inside. We are following all Tampa and Hillsborough County mandates when it comes to safety and mask wearing. And then also, you know, we're trying to encourage them with announcements throughout the park and reminding them, you know, just be respectful of each other and stay safe. Wear a mask when you're supposed to and don't crowd when you don't have to.
All the things that we should be doing anyway.
Right.
Right. So make sure you're doing
it. Stations around the park too. So, I mean, we've always been big about cleaning, and now we're just making sure that everybody sees it so they feel really comfortable and safe while they're here.
Fantastic.
That sounds great, especially since all the daytime social distancing and those safety guidelines have been put in for not only the daytime, but for the nighttime events with Creatures of the Night, which could help families feel safe and comfortable with coming into Zoo Tampa. I love that. It's always about the guest, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're the bread and butter, right? If they don't show up, none of us have jobs.
It's nice to have a little fun too. Now, with years past and this year, what is different? What are you bringing to Zoo Tampa for Creatures of the Night that are different from last year that guests can experience?
So if you remember last year, they did have the Twisted Tales Trail. We've moved that to a new location in Manatee Circle. So it's an existing IP that was created last year for the event, but this year it'll live in a different area. And we're bringing some different villains that were not there last year alive there. All the kids don't have to worry. We have a fairy godmother walking around to make sure they stay on their best behavior.
Oh, yes.
Like this year, one of our new sections is Clown Carousel. So a caravan of clowns have come in and taken over our famous carousel. So they'll be around just playing with the kids and being clowns like clowns are. So that whole section's carnival themed out with the clowns taking over. And they'll ride the carousel with people, and then they'll be around. We've got a couple of people that are acrobats, so they'll be doing tumbling shows whenever we have space and that kind of stuff. Pumpkin Palooza returns, so our scarecrows will be back, which is our kid party section. And then this year in Africa, we are going to enter the realm of the Spider Queen, who is this beautiful woman you see back here. So the story there is basically she is a cursed queen. Very much wasn't kind to her people that she was taking care of, and a person came across that wanted to teach her a lesson. So she has now been cursed to become the queen of all spiders and insects. So that's her backstory. But she's making the best of it. So she's throwing a party. She's like, I am what I am. So this is kind of our teen party section with a brand new costumes, brand new characters. Rising Waters returns, which will be the forgotten, abandoned city of Rising Waters here in Florida that all the residents were moved out by a giant flood, but they all come back in October to haunt it and tell the stories of Rising Waters. Then we have a great place that's going to be on Florida Boardwalk. Again, brand new, geared towards families, called Camp Creeptastic. And the idea behind this one, it's the summer camp that operates only in October. And so they're all about the creepy and the crawly. We've got a person there that is an unnaturalist. So she collects all those cryptid things like a jackalope, or she may have a unicorn skull, or she may have some fairies that she might need to be released and need the help of the kids to do so. And then when you get past that, we have a new section called Siren Song, which is basically the mermaid. And one half of her face is beautiful. The other half is not so beautiful. And if she looks at people with the bad side, she turns them to stone. And she uses her song to get pirates to come to her cave. So blending a couple of myths there.
Right.
And then we have another party section for the kids called Pirate Party Pants. So it's a pirate themed party area. And then the last section you'll come to will be our dinos are coming back for Creatures of the Night. But we are reworking the area, retheming the area, and it's a new story. So instead of us traveling back in time, the dinos have come to our time and they are wreaking havoc. And we have a team called the Time Anomaly Correction Corporation that needs the guests' help to come in and help recollect those dinosaurs to send them back to their time so that they're not hurting themselves and they're not hurting our world. Oh, and we do have a new element in our Pumpkin Palooza area. Lucilla Lumpkin Smashes Pumpkins. It is a pumpkin smashing show. And she'll do that 5 times a night, where she brings out a real pumpkin and she needs the audience's energy and help to smash that every night. So a little bit of 3D art going on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Wow, it seems like you have something for everyone, just like you said before. Now, out of all of these, which is your favorite?
It's so hard to pick. I'm a big fan of the Spider Queen. She's going to look very cool, and it's an icon that's unique to us. So in years past, we've used the Big Bad Wolf, or we've used Medusa. The Spider Queen is a Zoo Tampa creation, so we're very proud of that. Yeah, I would say that right now, that's up there, the favorites. But we have a lot of stuff in each section that I really love, so.
Yeah, it's hard to pick. They're like your kids. I mean, how do you pick your favorite kid, you know? How do you do that?
That's why I only have one kid. I made it really easy.
Oh, well, I do have another question. So speaking of the Spider Queen, what kind of animals can the families and guests see along the way?
So in zoo, you'll be able to walk around. There's only one area that'll be closed, which is our Asia area. But all the other animals will be out that are normally out during daytime. So you kind of get to see them, what they do at night. And the cool part about that is some of our animals are very nocturnal. So they're actually more active at night, which will be cool for the guests to see. And then also we're going to have some surprise and delight mingles with our animal ambassadors. And because it's Halloween and we have the right to do so, we'll be bringing out the snakes. We'll be bringing out our tarantula. And guests just need to keep their eyes out for that stuff. Again, for social distancing, we don't want to put times on things and have people gather. So keep your eyes out, but there'll be animal mingles throughout the evening that just kind of pop up, and enrichments and habitats that just kind of pop up.
Of course, we got to have those tarantulas because the Spider Queen would not want it any other way.
Exactly.
This is amazing. I love all the aspects along with this. Thanks so much for sharing.
Oh yeah, no problem. It's going to be a fun event. I hope you guys come out.
For sure. And just to remind everybody, Creatures of the Night, 11 select nights starting October 2nd. All the information is at zootampa.org. Alex, thank you so much for giving us all the inside details on what people can expect for your Creatures of the Night event. And, you know, I know you're going to be involved with Christmas in the Wild too. So maybe we'll get to talk to you once spooky season is over and hear all about that as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you guys for having me. And can't wait to talk Christmas with you and everything else.
Well, that was so cool. It sounds, I've never been to Zoo Tampa for Creatures of the Night, but it really does sound so cool.
Oh, yes. And especially like he was saying with those nocturnal animals, they are really lively at night. Let me tell you, because I've been to the zoos when they open like late at night on the weekends, and it does make a big difference. You see a lot more. And now added all these other aspects like acrobats. I didn't realize they would have like performers too.
Yeah, for sure. I'm not so sure about the clown carousel though. I'm hoping they're nice, happy clowns and not like It the Clown, which I'm sure they'll be nice, happy clowns because it's a fun carnival area. But for someone who's a little trepidatious about clowns, I was like, clowns and tarantulas, but it all sounds really cool. And the Spider Queen area sounds amazing. And the fact that they're like in the woods right now building a cabin, I mean, come on.
Right?
It's going to be really
busy out there.
Yeah, it's going to be really authentic. So thank you to Alex Crow from Zoo Tampa for joining us and giving us all the inside details. Before we go this week, we wanted to kind of mention a couple things about the Walt Disney parks in Orlando. They may not be doing their very scary Halloween party this year, but they are going to be doing some spooky things, right, Michaela?
Oh, yes. So they did announce that next week they will be having a bunch of Halloween fun. Just because, like we said, they're canceling the Mickey's Not So Scary doesn't mean they can't like have some characters dressed up in costumes.
Oh, yay.
Because they do have cavalcades right now, like we've talked about in the past when I visited. They have characters on parade floats that come every so often. There's no really time stamp on it, but the characters will be dressed up. So you'll be able to see Halloween in it. And I'm thinking hopefully they'll bring out parade floats from like the Boo to You parade from the parties. Yeah. So hopefully. And also they're going to decorate Main Street USA with the pumpkins, so you get to take your pictures, especially obviously with your mask on, but you'll have your great Halloween photos. And don't forget the treats. They have a bunch they already started releasing some of the snacks that they released around the parks. I'm so excited.
I wish they had like Uber Eats from Disney.
Yeah, imagine.
Because I was looking at some of the lineup and I'm like, I want that. I want that. I don't want that. But we're going to dive more into what exactly they're offering for the Halloween fall season. That's maybe different than normal next week on our podcast. So make sure you stay tuned for that. That's what we call a tease in the business.
Oh, yes.
So hopefully that intrigues you to listen to our podcast next Thursday, because we're going to run down all those treats and all those fun things. And I'm really, fingers crossed, I'm hoping the Sanderson sisters from Hocus Pocus will make an appearance in those cavalcades, because they are my favorite part of Halloween. I've already watched Hocus Pocus twice this week.
I do have something to say, though, to tease next week. There are characters from The Nightmare Before Christmas, who will be making an appearance. So,
and that just, is one of your villains. Favorites.
Yes, ooh, and the some villains.
Oh, I will say, last year they did the villains parties as the late night events, and that.
But it was in like February, right?
It was in February. It wasn't around Halloween, but that was so cool. Like, I love the villains because they just got attitude. I love I love a character with attitude.
And I feel like we've been missing them a lot since the reopening of the park. So I'm excited to see them reappear in the park. Because the only villain we really saw was Gaston and the stepsisters.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. So we'll go over all of that fun next week on our podcast.
Oh, yes.
But we also did want to mention Walt Disney World did make an announcement this week. And I know a lot of people are sad about it. But understand why, and we kind of saw this coming, but they have canceled the Very Merry Christmas Party this year at Walt Disney World at Magic Kingdom.
It happens.
You know, it's just 2020 for you. And that's one of my most favorite events of the year, is the Very Merry Christmas Party. But they will be, you know, I'm sure, we haven't talked to anybody from Disney, but I am sure that they will be doing holiday themed things throughout the parks.
Yes, they will. They did announce that.
They did. Okay.
Yeah. Festival of the Holidays at Epcot is returning. They are having Christmas decorations around the theme, around the parks, and also the resorts will have the trees, gingerbread houses, but
oh man,
sadly, I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that they'll bring the gingerbread, at least the little shops to buy the goodies.
Right.
I'm hoping.
And included with the cancellation of the Very Merry Christmas Party was also the Candlelight Processional that happens at Epcot. And I actually saw that for the first time in my entire life last year.
And
I'm so glad I did, but it was really interesting and really cool. And it kind of, I may or may not have shed a tear, but it kind of made me feel like I was in the holiday spirit. So hopefully for 2021, fingers crossed that those events will be coming back. But for this year, Disney will be serving up, I'm sure, lots of holiday fun, just like they're doing for the Halloween and fall season. So stay tuned for that. More information on all of that. Michaela, you got anything else this week before we go?
I did not, but we'll have a lot, a jam-packed episode next week
with
of tips and tricks. And also, for moving forward, we are going to be sharing with you some organizations locally that are helping people who are still furloughed, especially even cast members and team members and people who work at the theme parks. We want to do our part to help them out. So stay tuned next week. We're going to start that.
Awesome. And, you know, if you've missed any of our previous podcasts, we've had some really cool interviews about events happening in the Central Florida area for the Halloween and spooky season. So make sure you go back and listen to those podcasts. You can check out themeparksandrecpodcast.com. Also, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or anywhere where you can review our podcast, please leave a review and let us know what you think. And make sure you subscribe, hit the subscribe button so that you never miss an episode. And also, you can, you know, hit us up on social media. We're on Facebook at Theme Parks and Rec Podcast. And we'd love to hear from you. So leave us a review. Tell your friends about us. We love having new people that join us. And, it's, you know, even if you're not going to the parks right now, we kind of like to give you the feeling that, you know, we're still having fun, even though things are very different this year. Yes. There are some fun things that you can hear about. And we love talking about it. I know I love my time with you, Michaela, every week.
Yes.
And I look forward to it. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us. You're like our theme park family. And, you know, let us know if you're seeing anything at the parks that you want us to talk about, or you got any tips. We'd love to hear them. So we'll catch you next week on a new episode of the Theme Parks and Rec Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.